This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's unemployment rate last month was the lowest since the start of the COVID pandemic. It was 3.3%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's lower than the national unemployment rate of 3.5%. Colorado ranks near the middle when compared to other states. A new ban on food trucks in downtown Denver has drawn threats of legal action from a law firm defending vendors. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Recently, the city decided trucks dishing up tacos and gyros as bars let out might be fueling crime. So officials barred food trucks from parts of Lodo on weekend nights. The decision came 2 weeks after Denver police shot a suspect and injured six bystanders crowded in front of a vendor. A grand jury is investigating the case. On Friday, the Denver Post reported the Institute for Justice wants city council to strike the food truck ban, arguing it's misguided and unconstitutional. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A crash on I-70 near Vail Pass has caused some traffic delays, but westbound lanes are back open after closing near exit 190 west of Copper Mountain. This is CPR News. Thank you for joining us this Friday afternoon. Glad we're ending our work week together. If you have any plans and they involve being outside, heads up that it's going to be a pretty rainy weekend around a lot of the state, especially in the mountains. It's not as likely along the Front Range, but rain is possible. Up next, we'll get an update on the war in Ukraine. Stick around.